Hello, hi, and welcome back to my podcast. This is Little Flower. Today's topic is slightly old news, but I couldn't stop thinking on how the society has lost the ability to think straight. This is because of the recent High Court order that allows men to file for divorce if they have been separated from their parents. While some argue that it provides much needed protection for men facing emotional abuse and isolation from their families, I view it as an injustice towards women who have long suffered the same fate without legal recourse. To know more about it, listen till the end. The order is unjust because it perpetuates gender inequality by failing to consider the situation of women who are separated from their families. It is no secret that women in India are often subjected to pressure from their in-laws to distance themselves from their natal families. This is a form of emotional abuse that can be just as damaging as the separation of a man from his parents. However, this order only provides legal recourse to men, while ignoring the plight of women in similar situations. Furthermore, the order reinforces patriarchal norms and perpetuates the stereotype that women are responsible for breaking up families. It assumes that women are the ones who exert undue influence on their husbands, forcing them to choose between their wives and their parents. This view ignores the fact that both women and men can be subjected to pressure from their families, and that it is not always the wife who is a perpetrator of emotional abuse. The order also fails to take into account the social and economic factors that contribute to marital breakdown. Marriages are often fraught with tension and conflict due to a range of issues such as financial stress, difference in values, and cultural expectations. Separation from parents is just one of many factors that can lead to marital discord. And it is unfair to allow men to seek divorce on this basis alone. Moreover, the order could have negative consequences for women's rights and their ability to access justice. By prioritizing men's interests over women's, it sends a message that women's experiences of emotional abuse and isolation are less important than men's. This could discourage women from seeking legal recourse in cases of domestic violence and emotional abuse, further exacerbating their vulnerability. Furthermore, the High Court order that allows men to file for divorce if they have been separated from their parents is unjust and perpetuates gender inequality. It fails to take into account the situation of women who are subjected to emotional abuse and isolation, and reinforces patriarchal norms. Instead of creating more legal loopholes, we need to focus on addressing the root cause of marital discord. Promoting gender equality and creating a legal and social framework that supports the rights and well-being of all individuals. You know, it is said that the society, the norms are all created by men, and it is for men. This order just proves it. The sad part is it's happening in the 21st century. It's time to change it. Treat every individual as equal. With this thought, this is Little Flower signing off. Bye.